From our nation's first capital, here is Deborah Hamilton with this week's Heartbeat Pro-Life Report.
Planned Parenthood launched a new campaign to fight systemic racism by promoting birth control for Black Americans. The billion-dollar abortion group portrays itself as a leader in the fight against racism and an essential resource for Black women, but its actions run contrary to these supposed goals. Breitbart reports the new campaign asks businesses to provide free birth control to their employees through their health insurance plans. Planned Parenthood blames systemic racism for making it difficult for the Black community to attain reproductive freedom. The ability to decide if and when to have children is critical not just to gender equity in the workplace, but to racial equity, the abortion chain stated in a press release. We know that birth control helps women plan and advance their careers. For Black women who face greater institutional barriers to promotion, lack of access to birth control should not be another hurdle. It plans to run a Wall Street Journal ad and posts on the social media sites of businesses that are participating in the campaign to ensure the message reaches tens of millions of people. Planned Parenthood claimed the campaign will help Black people achieve equity, especially as the country faces a reckoning regarding the mistreatment of Black people for centuries. End quote. It claimed its work is crucial to Black women's economic success. Affordable birth control is crucial to Black women's economic success. More than two-thirds of Black women believe the ability to plan if and when to have children is important to their ability to pursue their career goals, the abortion chain said. But many believe Planned Parenthood is not helping Black families but targeting them, and this racist attitude goes back to its founder, Margaret Sanger. A well-known eugenicist, Sanger wrote and spoke frequently about how she believed certain groups of human beings were less valuable than others. She described them as human weeds, reckless breeders, and spawning human beings who never should have been born in her book Pivot of Civilization. She also wrote about getting rid of people with diseases and disabilities through sterilization and segregation, describing these morons as a dead weight of human waste, she quoted. Then, in a 1939 letter to a friend, she wrote, quote, "We do not want word to go out that we want to exterminate the Negro population," end quote. For more on this horrific truth about Planned Parenthood, visit HamiltonStrategies.com. And as always, we thank Life News for this important information. Together, we can help give another heart the chance to beat.
To contact Heartbeat, visit HamiltonStrategies.com. Tune in next time to the Heartbeat Pro-Life Report.